Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Well, if you were sleeping hard the other night, last night, you may have missed one of the biggest trades, I think, in recent NBA history, memory. And more than likely, you're saying to yourself, well, why are you talking about this to start your show today? Because it does affect the Timberwolves. It's two teams in the Western Conference, that both of which are at least wrapped around the Timberwolves, involving the Dallas Mavericks and the Los Angeles Lakers of whatever. They're still Los Angeles, right? They're just Los Angeles.
Of Anaheim.
They're one of the few.
Of Anaheim, Southern California, and so forth. So three teams involved, Lakers, Mavericks, Jazz. It's a three-team swap. Basically, there's players going all over the place, but the one that you really care about here, Anthony Davis goes for Luka Doncic, which is so intriguing to me because we are all texting about this last night, and all of our first reactions were, what? Yeah. What in the world? So this is the first thing I thought of, Pete. This is as plain and simple as it is. We can look at numbers. You can look at championships. You can look at play. You can look at all that. But to me, why in the world would you trade a guy in his mid-20s, late 20s, for a guy who's in his mid to late 30s, even if he's Anthony Davis? And Doncic, we all saw him play great last year against the Timberwolves. Yes, he's one of the most annoying players in the NBA when it comes to flopping and complaining.
The worst.
He is,
Well, he's joining the worst.
Yes. Yeah, the guy from Denver might give him a run for his money.
Yeah, but LeBron's really high on the list, man.
Yeah.
For a guy who's big and strong, and he gets knocked over by a fingernail touch on him, and LeBron falls
like
to
a
the
soccer
ground.
Player.
I mean, let's be honest. Yeah, it's ridiculous what these guys do.
Pete, your thoughts? I do have a question regarding this that I think you guys would be intrigued by, but.
You're so happy that we're in studio. You're like, I have a question right now.
Look at you. You're ready to roll.
Yeah, I'm the same weight as I was when I last.
By the way, it's 150 in here.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
it's a shooter, baby.
I thought maybe it was just all that man energy coming off Josh. It's just
okay.
What do you got?
What's your question?
Does this indicate anything as far as whether this is LeBron's last year? Like, does this push that retirement question even more so.
What is he, 41 now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And by the way, the Bronny experiment, not working out.
Shocker.
I can't imagine that happened.
Well, he's like 0-48.
Is he not making the G League or the Z League? Like, how far down did
he's
go?
He's not doing good.
I mean, not to be overly critical, but for a kid who's gotten a lot of money, I mean, here's a guy who got his NIL money. And meanwhile, he's got his father playing for the Lakers. He's only making $1 billion a year or whatever it is. The whole thing is crazy. But it's not all his fault. It's a lot of it. It has to do, I think, with his dad. But now you've got two different personalities on the Lakers, a team that's doing well, really, really well. They're at the top of the West or whatever. Yep. It's just amazing to me, or the Pacific, however they divide this whole thing up.
The Metro Atlantic.
So the Lakers AL Central.
Yeah. The Lakers are actually fifth in the West.
They're
playing well, but they're fifth in the West.
Yeah, in the West. It's interesting because when you look at it and you've got Anthony Davis, who's been playing out of his mind this year, doing really, really well, and now you make this trade, It's interesting to me. I think that if I'm Denver, I'm feeling pretty good about this one. As good as Luka is,
yeah,
they got to be sitting there saying, well, you know what? He's always hurt. He's always got some sort of ailment.
He's hurt right now. He's got a calf injury right now.
Sure. He's only played 22 games this year.
Yeah.
So he might not be as old as, you know, some of these other players, but he's one of those guys that I don't know how much can you count on him. Is he going to be there?
To be fair, though, we have still like 40 games left. There's a lot of time for him to recover. Could have possibly turned things around for Dallas. I think this move is terrible for Dallas' standpoint. It's not great for LA either. Like, it's such an iffy, like, it's such a huge trade, but I've never seen such like a 60-40 trade. What's that?
Who's going to play center for the Lakers?
Ugh. Yeah, because it ain't AD.
No. AD's going to be loving life.
I'm just surprised.
It's going to be Kareem or somebody. Yeah.
Doncic has what? So they're gonna have to pay him this year. They'll have one more year next year. There's a player option after that when he's 27. So he's 26 years old, 25 years old.
Yeah.
And then he's an unrestricted after that. Clearly Dallas thinks that this helps them win now, maybe, because in terms of statistics, AD is better right now. I mean, he's not. He's playing better. Healthier than Doncic, but statistically, Doncic is better in terms of scoring. AD's better in defense in terms of rebounds. He can steal. He's got some blocks. I just don't get this. There's got to be a portion of this that's a money move, but to be so short-sighted and say, well, this is a money thing or we want to win now, and to trade away a guy like Doncic who is so dominant inside. Yeah. The guy can step out and shoot threes, right? And by the way, P.S. to all the Dallas fans out there, if you think taking him away and adding someone else in isn't going to affect the team chemistry at all, come talk to the Timberwolves.
Yeah.
Because they're
takes a little time to get
somebody in. They're having some trouble right now trying to figure out what life's like without Karl Anthony Towns.
It took us a while when you really think about it, with Rudy first. Yeah. And then this year, obviously, after the big trades that they've put together. But I want to correct one other thing, too, which is Anthony Davis is only 31. He'll be 32, but he's only 31. Yeah. So I just
Six
say that
years,
because
though.
There's
25.
Yeah, but he's beat up too.
And I guess. I mean, we're not talking like they're 50 and 60.
I'll take a beat up Doncic shooting the ball though over AD any day.
Yeah.
I just will. He's just that good. He's one of the best overall players.
Is LeBron willing to let him take those shots? Here's where
LA made a mistake. Doncic, when we learned this against Minnesota, doesn't defend.
Right. So, he does not play defense.
Yeah.
Well.
So like, there's
except in the last 30 seconds.
And you took away your one big. You took away AD. Which.
So you're kind of going in the direction of me. Who do you like in this trade?
No, like I said though, it's such a 60-40 trade.
I think this is great for LA.
Yeah.
I think it's great. Dallas is on the losing side of this, if you ask me.
Yeah. Mm.
Well, how are you?
I don't know. I'm kind of leaning towards Dallas.
I don't know why.
Because you've got this whiner, you get rid of him, right?
Oh my gosh.
I mean, at a point, you finally get tired of it. And a guy who he's a little bit banged up. I know it's just this year, but he's never played a full year ever in his career. Now, load management, probably. But, you know,
I want that on a t-shirt for you so badly.
I'm a huge fan of load management.
I know you love it.
Yeah. And LeBron is the king of that. So I just think this is one of those kind of trades where L.A. is trying to go to the future. What do we do without LeBron? I think that's part of the message
here. It probably is.
So you got a guy who's 25, 26 years old coming in, and a 41-year-old guy with a 32-year-old by the time we get into the playoffs who's on that team. Make the move. Mm-hmm. I don't know that this hurts Dallas as much as you guys think.
I just think it's that downgrade. But, you know,
I can't believe I'm saying this, but I agree with Josh. I do.
It just is.
That's always a tough thing to do.
It's just so intriguing to me. Yeah.
I don't agree with myself half the time. So, yeah, I'm with you.
Well,
yeah.
The other thing that's really interesting here is that we rarely see trades this big.
No. Right.
You know, it is so difficult to get the money to match up in any league for that matter. But this is a huge swing by two teams who are trying to get out of where they're in. Then you look at Minnesota, who's right in the middle.
Yeah.
They had a big trade this summer, didn't pan out for them.
Mm-hmm.
So the question to me then is, forget player swap, just in terms of this change to your roster and locker room.
Mm-hmm.
You've been there. This has a big effect when you get rid of a guy. I don't know. Maybe Doncic wasn't liked. I don't know. Maybe AD and LeBron didn't get along. Certainly I could see that.
You see that.
You know,
some egos.
If someone, egos like that. But it's just really interesting because you don't usually see a big, big swing like this because I think of what it does in locker rooms and chemistry. Thoughts?
I'm with you, Dave. I think it's one of these things where when I look at this, I look at what they've got when you look at a player like Anthony Davis. So he's got the height. He's got the ability. He's running up and down the court. And he basically plays, you know, the majority of the games that you're expecting him to play ever since he's gotten back down to L.A. So it's I find it really interesting. He's got the size. Is this something it could help Dallas, I think, a lot in a lot of different ways. The guy is one of the best players in the NBA, I think. And at 31, 32, I think he could play till he's 37, 38-year-old type guy. But, you know, time will tell. I mean, you know, I don't know how many of us would have thought LeBron would still be playing at 41 years old.
So. Well, I mean, is he really still playing? He takes the court every third or fourth game. I know it's a touchy subject. Very interesting. Certainly has some implications for the Timberwolves as well, who had a tough one last night without Anthony Edwards. Again, setting home the idea that without Anthony Edwards, the Timberwolves just can't put it all together, despite how Chris Finch, how lackluster or lackadaisical he was about that. Listening to him in Al's news, I'm like, okay, that's the game you play, and this is, you know, we couldn't hit shots.
That's a small sample size. I did hear his presser from earlier in the week when we had another blunder, and trust me, Finch is usually not the guy that's going to be super lackadaisical. He's usually the guy that will let you know how he's feeling about these guys, because
it is crazy.
He's pretty straightforward with the results as far as sloppy play and whatnot.
Where this team was last year and to where they are now.
It's not
and
that how much, bad, but it's bad.
But we all did. I'm fairly certain we all agreed. Yep, if there's one guy you can get rid of, it's Karl Anthony Towns, and they'll be fine. I said that.
Yeah.
That might have been. I've said a lot of stupid things on these airwaves and in person. That might have been the dumbest thing I've ever said, to think that you could lose a guy like Karl Anthony Towns and just pick up right where you left off.
For the record, Julius Randle, great basketball player. Sometimes you just don't gel. And that's just kind of I think we're seeing an example of that where it's like, as good as Julius Randle is as a basketball player, it's, you know, Dave, you'll get this reference. It's the Marty Hansel effect. You don't want to mess up the chemistry middle of the season.
Marty Hansel.
It's one of the worst things that's ever happened in Minnesota Wild history as far as trades. And it's like,
I don't know, Cam Barker for Nick Letty's up there too.
Yeah, true.
But, don't you think though that you got to give this a little bit of time? We gave the Rudy trade some time.
It took them almost an entire year.
But it worked, right? I mean, all of a sudden there we are, and we're pushing, you know, the edges of getting almost to that championship game against Boston. I mean, so I don't know. I think it's still a little early to judge this one too much.
Sure.
But the other side of it too, and we all know this, but just so everybody else understands, money. It's a money thing. And that was the big Cat thing as much as anything was, all right, well, can you afford to pay Cat what he's going to want? And I think the answer is no.
Yeah.
We're getting a text from our good friend. Wolves were also without Ant, Randall, Nas, and Dante last night.
Yeah. Doesn't help.
All of them. So
it doesn't help.
Thank you to our good friend, our esteemed manager, Brad, for pointing that out. And we thank you for listening, our favorite listener.